He is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair.
One of the best.
Yeah, Chief Investigative Reporter for the NBC Connecticut Trouble Shooters, Len Bestoff. Len, good morning.
Good morning.
You become a regular here, Len.
Anytime. I just live right across the river, so anytime you want us over here.
You can swim over.
Sure, I could. I could.
It would be a tough skate swim. Over.
Yeah, ice skate right now.
Listen, Len, let's start with, because the troubleshooters are working on so many stories, but this is a good story, and it has to do with the crumbling foundations in the IRS. Talk about that.
Well, this is just great news for the folks who are struggling with this huge problem that we've illuminated for the last few years. Originally, back on November 22nd of last year, Congressman Courtney and Congressman Larson had gotten an agreement with Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin and the IRS and the Treasury Department.
They deserve kudos, too.
Yes, all three of them. They've worked really hard on this. And again, I've said this before, and to me it's very remarkable, the bipartisan nature you're seeing for most of the time when it's come to this issue. You're seeing both sides of the aisle realize this is no time for any kind of bickering with R's and D's. This is just, let's help these folks. And what they did back last year was they were able to get folks to be able to deduct the cost of repairs on their home if they have a crumbling basement or other related issues, even an addition, that kind of thing. And then what happened was the tax reform bill that went in and was signed by the president got rid of that deduction after 2017. And so right when that happened, the congressmen both said, you know, we are going to be working on trying to get something in the future. And that has, in fact, happened. That was the big news this week.
With President Trump.
With President Trump and the Treasury Department, yes. Yep. They were able to come to an agreement. So now for the next 3 years through 2020, so you can deduct this off of your taxes through your April 2021 filing, which is great. So for the tax years 2020, 2019, and 2018, folks who are right now trying to line up contractors and whatnot to get this done, they're going to be able to deduct this, get what's called a casualty loss deduction on their federal income tax.
You know, one of the things, and I just want to put this in our discussion here, there's no question in my mind that John Larson, and he was talking one time on our program about President Trump, that he went to him, not to him, but somebody got him to Trump, and he talked. He wanted to work. You knew that John wanted to work to get this thing settled, and I think it's wonderful. Fabulous.
No, it's been
and
great
you,
to
you
see.
Guys, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our first story on this was on July 21st, 2015. Wasn't me. It was another reporter who was with the troubleshooters, but I'm now the reporter doing the crumbling concrete story. That was over 2 years ago. We won a DuPont baton, which was really cool for all our coverage. That was Brad Drazen and another reporter.
And I have to tell you, Len, because as you know, Brad and I went out and we saw some of the homes in the crumbling foundations.
Unbelievable.
But the other day I was looking back at some video clips on the stories that NBC Connecticut did, and they were very extensive stories. And the crumbling basements, you went to areas we didn't go. These crumbling basements, it's a phenomenal story, but also a crisis. You see the concrete. You touched some of the video clips. Brad was, for example, touching some of the concrete. Brad Drazen, you could see just peeling it off the wall. Just incredible.
I mean, this is everybody's problem. You know, a lot of folks will say in different parts of the state, well, not an issue for me. Well, it is an issue for you because a lot of these towns are facing serious budget crunches because of this, because
That's
these
right.
homes, you know, are not worth what they once were. And so what do towns do in terms of bringing in property taxes, things that, you know, are part of their property tax rolls?
You know, can you imagine a family with children, okay, and the pressure that they were on? They didn't know if they were going to lose that home. They didn't know what was going to be their future. I mean, and we were with them. It was awful. It was awful. And then you guys, you went in there. You were right up there first, and you started everybody. You started us all. You really did.
Well, you know, we thank everybody for watching and paying attention, and frankly, the legislators for paying attention to this, right on up to the governor's office. You know, everybody has been on board with this thing, and as you're aware, back in October, our legislators now have got $100 million in bond money over the next 3 years to help folks out. We're not sure if it's going to be enough.
That's right.
The latest number of folks that have filed complaints with the Department of Consumer Protection is 678, and it just keeps going up.
Yeah, we're told this could number into thousands the homes that are affected. Yeah. So you're right. We don't know if it's going to be enough. But, you know, it's a very interesting story because you talk about the legislature, you talk about the governor, and it's also the persistence of the homeowners, because if they did not unite and make this an issue, they would not have gotten this help.
No, that's right. The Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements has been a unifying force for people in the north, central, and eastern part of our state, working with the various councils of government like CRCOG, which is the Capital Region Council of Governments, and then NECOG, which is the Northeast Council of Governments. But, you know, it takes a group effort to get something like this going. And there's still a lot of ground that needs to be covered. One thing that was really interesting in the announcement that came out on Wednesday, the congressman from our area also thanked a congressman from Massachusetts named Richard Neal. And they said that he was instrumental in helping this whole thing as well, working with the Treasury Department. Remember, I think it was the last time I was here, we were talking about that Massachusetts is now suddenly waking up and saying, hey, we've got an issue here. We, you know, did that story back late last year.
You know what I was thinking of the other night? I hope that out of this, we've got to find out, so it doesn't go on or happen again, what they're putting into this cement. We got to find out, because this can happen again.
No, that's true. One of the things I know that you have all had Tim Heim on before.
Right. Yes, we have.
You know, with CCACB.
And the pyrrhotite, right? The
right. Yeah. And one of the committees he's on, and they're hoping he'll get on a few, but one of the ones he's on has to do with creating standards going forward for concrete.
Good.
Right. Because it's something that needs to be done.
Oh, I mean, can you imagine?
Can't imagine. Talking with Len Bestoff, Chief Investigative Reporter, the NBC Connecticut Troubleshooters, another story. This is a fascinating story. Also disconcerting, the cyber threats that our school systems are facing, whether it be Avon, whether it be Glastonbury, whether it be you pick your school system. Talk about the story that NBC 30 has been working on.
This has been a great story that one of our colleagues, my colleagues in the Troubleshooter, Dan Corcoran, he's also our 6 and 11 weekend anchor, has been working on for a while. And he just noticed the situation in Glastonbury last year, and then the one in Avon as well. And those are just two of the more recent ones, that there are these incursions into the software, the networks of these various school systems. And he wanted to take a look at why this is happening and what can be done. And it's a tough, tough question because, you know, you're not just talking trying to get in there to try to get a teacher's W-2, but, you know, potentially you can get student information, and obviously then you've got all kinds of identity theft issues. Or just shutting down a school and being a nuisance to the school system. And literally, while he was doing that story, the school district in Avon had a second attack on its system. Yes, while he was there doing the interview.
Well, the first attack shut it down, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Talk about that.
And so it's just, it leaves a school system where it can't do what it normally does every day. Because, I mean, imagine if just the computer network here at WDRC-AM, Talk of Connecticut, got shut down. It'd be the same thing. Yeah. And literally, the superintendent had to get on our air and say, whoever's doing this, please stop. It's that insidious. It's that hard to stop something like this once it starts. And it's not like it's the same thing every time.
You know, one of the things that nobody has discovered yet is how this happens. And who does it? I mean, we are in a whole different era, and a whole lifestyle that we never thought we'd be in.
It's amazing. You know, if you look back 10 years ago, and you look at police officers that I would interview for various stories, and you were just seeing the beginning of these forensic computer units at various police departments. For example, I know Glastonbury has a very robust one. The thing is, even with everything we have today, it's still so hard to track down so-called digital fingerprints. And that is something that you just, as soon as you come up with something, the bad guys come up with something else. And so you need vigilance. And if anything, our story hopefully is getting folks more aware that these kinds of things can happen and do happen.
Well, the Glastonbury story is fascinating. We'll get to that in just a moment. But back to Avon, Dan was mentioning how what they did in Avon was they just overwhelmed, these bad guys overwhelmed the server. Wasn't that it? And then they shut down the whole system.
And in that case, they were able to get that server back up. But it essentially meant sequestering the server for a while and just getting whatever was in the system out. But, I mean, servers are crazy expensive. I can't tell you how expensive, but I know it's at least tens of thousands of dollars when you're getting the high capacity ones.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That much?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Otherwise, we'd have lots of servers in NBC Connecticut holding all our video for years. But you got to clean them out.
I mean, Hillary had one in her bat. Oh, wait a minute. That's a different story altogether.
They're going to find out something down there, though. You wait.
The Avon story, like you said, the school superintendent told Dan that she had a message for the bad guys that we'll find you and we'll go after you and we'll take you to court and you're going to pay a price. I'm paraphrasing now, but that's what she said during that interview with Dan.
And certainly everyone hopes that that can happen, because not only do you need justice for these folks that have been, you know, inconvenienced at the least, scared out of their wits at the most in terms of identity theft and everything else, but you want to send that message to folks going forward that we will catch you, we will find you. And certainly everybody hopes that they can and will, but it's hard. It's not easy. These folks, you know how to hide out in the dark web.
Now, I read somewhere where this actually started overseas. Is that true or not?
It depends on the case. Okay. It's really hard to tell. But sometimes they do. Sometimes it could literally be right in front of you. That's what's so scary about it. You just don't know.
All right. We're going to continue with our interview with Len and also talk about the Glastonbury aspect of this story, another story the troubleshooters are working on. But I do know we have some traffic.
Yes, we do, and we're going to check it right now and see how the bumper-to-bumper crowd is doing. And again, the traffic, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Cindy, how does it look?
Well, Brad, we do have heavy delays, 84 westbound. It's been a tough ride into exit 46 with a crash blocking the Sisson Avenue on-ramp. Eastbound, you're on the brakes from Route 4 in Farmington out to I-91. Two westbound with a crash by exit 8 for Hebron Avenue in Glastonbury. More tie-ups approaching the Founders Bridge. 9 south accident takes two lanes right around exit 24 in New Britain. And also an accident on 91 South into exit 38 in Windsor. The center lane is out just past the Bradley Airport connector. Metro North is on or close to schedule, and this report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Cindy Waitman, back at 8:07 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
For a little while, or listen to us on the radio at AM 1360.
All right.
What is that all about?
Well, Facebook. We're on Facebook, baby.
We're on
NBC
Facebook.
30's Facebook. We're on the Talk of Connecticut's Facebook, and traffic is brought to you by...
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Bouvier Insurance. If you need insurance, Bouvier Insurance. I'm meeting with them this morning. Wouldn't go anywhere else. Bouvier. Try them if you haven't already done so.
Now, we have a Your Money Now coming up, and then we'll be back with Len Bestoff, and then State Senator Tony Huang joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll have some open phone time as well.
Absolutely. 1-888-574-2723 is our telephone number. But Len is going to be with us for a while, and he'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Asian and European markets sank today after the Dow Industrials plummeted 1,032 points yesterday, deepening a week-long sell-off. Markets have officially entered a correction, or a 10% decline from their latest peak for the first time in 2 years this morning. Futures are mixed. President Trump will propose lowering prescription drug costs for Medicare beneficiaries by allowing them to share in rebates that drug companies pay to insurers and middlemen. Under Trump's proposal, seniors covered by Medicare's popular Part D prescription benefit would be able to share in the rebates for individual drugs that they purchase at the pharmacy. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau picked up promises of investments and jobs during his first official visit to San Francisco, where he promoted Canada as a destination for California tech firms frustrated by uncertain U.S. immigration laws. Salesforce announced the online business software company will invest another $2 billion in its Canadian operations. That's Your Money Now.
Lenses Only Optical is changing the way people buy glasses. Call Lenses Only at 860-769-2020 and tell them you want to use their Direct Express service. They'll send you a postage-paid box, mail it back with your old glasses and your new prescription, and in a few days, you'll have a brand new pair of prescription lenses in your favorite frames. Locations, Bloomfield, Hartford, or Meriden. Lenses Only, where lenses are always on sale.
Hi, this is John from Effie's Place Family Restaurant. With winter here, you are probably a lot like me and crave those warm comfort foods like a cup of soup, chili, baked meatloaf, or a turkey dinner. Join us for lunch and enjoy some of our delicious and comforting home-style meals. With Greek specialties, steaks, seafood, gluten-free options, and a children's menu, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We'll do the cooking and serve the wine. Join us at Effie's Place Family Restaurant, 91 Park Road, West Hartford, or effiesplace.net.
The Brad and Dan Show. The talk of Connecticut.
7:52, 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and investigative reporter, NBC Connecticut chief investigative reporter, Len Beskoff, always with us and comes in quite frequently, and it's great to have you here. Len, you know, we were just talking off the air about this whole stock market situation. I mention it a lot now. I never did it as much as I'm doing it. Because it just seems to be confusing.
And you covered business one
yes,
time.
Yeah. Yes, I was a business reporter for 6 years with a CBS affiliate in Roanoke, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you're seeing right now, in my opinion, strictly my right. opinion, is, as many folks have said, a lot of the shackles have been taken off the economy in terms of regulation, in terms of loosening up tax rules and things, so there's more money flowing in the economy. And you're going back almost to what you saw 10, 15, 20 years ago when the economy was more robust in many cases, but you saw more volatility. People don't normally remember that, but I'm a longtime follower of the business markets, and so I remember these things. And a lot of professional people who are involved in the financial industry see this too. And so right now, this market, yes, it's still going in this upward direction. However, it's more volatile, and it's really a market where you need to be talking with a professional financial advisor, or you have to be a very experienced investor. This is more my consumer
right.
financial hat that I'll wear occasionally. I would say that's the biggest thing right now, is don't try to play any games. You're seeing a lot of people have come into the market very late because they were so burned back in 2006, 2007, 2008, and there for a long time they did not trust the equities, the stock market. And now you're seeing, or you saw, you know, once we hit about 24,000 on the Dow,
unbelievable.
A lot of people came in, mm-hmm. not really knowing what they were getting into. You're seeing folks getting into very very complicated investments, things like volatility indices, things like that, that they don't even know what they're investing in, but they're just getting in. You really need to stick with a professional on these kinds of things, or invest with a lot of background knowledge. I mean, I've been an investor for 30 plus years, and I'm not going to tell you I know what I'm doing 100%, but what I do is I stick with very conservative kinds of investments, things where you know, you're getting dividends or they're lower growth. That's just my style. Everybody has to understand what his or her individual risk tolerance is. But right now, with the market being as volatile as it is, your best bet is probably to go with a professional or sit things out and let things cool off a while. A lot of people say that the market does remain in an upward track just because of all this money that has been loosened up with corporations now getting essentially a 10 to 12 to 14% tax break. That's a lot of money when you're a multi-billion dollar corporation.
Will this budget deal, which explodes the deficit even more, will that have an effect on the stock market?
What a lot of the experts say is long-term, it will. Short-term, you're seeing what you're seeing right now, where things are loosening up a lot. The question is, now, you guys were around like me back in the 80s with trickle-down economics. Yeah. Some say it worked. Some say it didn't.
I was around in the 70s with 20% interest rates.
Yeah, that was no fun.
It was
My dad was sweating it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that. But, you know, it's one of these kind of things where you just, the best course is usually know what your risk tolerance is and proceed very carefully, because things are very volatile right now. But, you know, Dan, I've heard a lot of what you and Brad have been saying in terms of the $1.5 trillion that this tax reform deal is going to put on everyone's backs in 10, 12, 20 years. It is something to be thinking about.
Now, getting
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, it is.
It's amazing, the Wall Street Journal, which we both read all the time. But the headline this morning is different than yesterday. Jitters deepen, market slide. Then yesterday it had something else. I mean, it was amazing how it's changed.
Yeah, but the Journal had an editorial yesterday on this budget deal. And they're very concerned, obviously, about the deficit exploding, because they mentioned that under Obama, for a time, annually, it was over $1 trillion. He got it back to $500 to $700 billion a year, deficit-wise, which is around 3% of GDP. And their argument was, when it goes over 3% of GDP, you really are playing with fire.
Yes, and anybody who's a deficit hawk is not going to like what's going on right now. You all heard about what Senator Paul did down in the well last night and early this morning. Yeah. And a lot of folks say that is the right thing to be doing. We do have to look down the road at how this is going to impact our children and our grandchildren. And it's a fair question. Some of the other experts on the economy are saying that right now our economy is on a sugar high, because so much money has been...
A sugar high.
Yes, and that's a great way of putting it.
It is a great way.
It really
I'm not going to tell you 100% that that's exactly what's going on, but some folks perceive it is. The bottom line is, if you're a retail investor like the four of us in this room and anybody who's watching or listening, you know, proceed carefully. Don't make rash decisions. The best thing is to be in the market and be in the market for the long term, but be very careful and talk with a financial professional, or really know what you're doing.
Running out of time here, but quickly, the Glastonbury story. I didn't realize this is part of the cybersecurity, that information was actually turned over because a Glastonbury official thought that was an official email that she had received. Talk a bit about that.
You know, it's going to be interesting going forward what the standard operating procedures are going to be in school districts now that they seem to keep getting under attack like this, where it may not be something where you're going to unilaterally receive an email saying, hey, I'd like information on all your W-2s. Oh, okay, it looks like you're with Glastonbury.org or whatever, so I'll give them to you. Probably school districts, hopefully, are going to be layering their procedures where they're going to say, well, let's make sure that our financial chief looks at this and make sure it's legitimate before we give it out. Or let's get that person on the phone and see what is really at play here. Because, I mean, you saw what happened in Glastonbury, and sadly, if folks aren't paying attention, it's just going to be a matter of time till you see this again.
You know what I call it? A new world.
That sure is.
You got that right, Brad.
A new world.
15 seconds left. Tease us on what's upcoming, NBC Connecticut Troubleshooters.
We've got a fantastic new NBC Responds reporter named Sandra Jones coming from your old stomping grounds, WTVR in Richmond. She's on the air right now. She says she's Jones on the job. She had a story last night. You'll see her in the mornings and at 11.
Terrific. Thanks, Len.
Thank you.
Thank you, Len.
So much.
Always. We'll see you soon.
Anytime.
See you soon.
Anytime.
8 o'clock in the morning, my friends, and we'll be back.
WDRC-AM, WDRC-FM, HD3 Hartford, WSNG Torrington, WWCO Waterbury, WMMW Meriden. The Brad and Dan Show, presented by Footprint Shoes and Accessories.
This is a Fox News alert. The government runs out of funding, but Congress just passed more. I'm Dave Anthony, but that vote didn't come till 5:30 a.m.
On this vote, the- The yeas are 240, the nays are 186.
The House passed new funding hours after the Senate approved it, also well past the midnight deadline when a partial government shutdown was to begin. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the House passed a continuing resolution that keeps the government open for another 6 weeks. Lawmakers also agreeing to a two-year deal increasing spending across the board. The deal made it out of the Senate after Republican Rand Paul blocked it for hours.
This is the most important debate we will have in the year over spending, and no amendments are allowed.
On the House side, Speaker Paul Ryan assured Democrats work will start next on finding a solution for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
We will solve this DACA problem.
Congress still needs to pass the long-term deal by March 23rd. Dave.
Rachel, stocks plunge yet again today. Futures are down. They were up earlier. The morning after the Dow dropped 1,000 points for the second time in 3 days. It's down more than 6% this week, the biggest sell-off in a decade. History at the Olympics. North and South Korea marching together at the opening ceremony. Fox's Simon Owen is live in Pyeongchang.
And Dave, as the ceremony began, South Korea's president shaking hands with the younger sister of North Korea's leader. Kim Yo-jong is the first member of North Korea's ruling family to visit the South since the Korean War. And during the traditional athletes' parade, North Korea and South Korea processed as one under a special unification flag. Also in the VIP seats, Vice President Mike Pence, although it's not clear if he had any contact with the North Korean delegation. Dave.
Simon, it is stormy in parts of the Midwest. Areas from Chicago to Detroit could get a foot of snow. Driving is difficult. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, our top Fox story, Congress pulled an all-nighter. The House finally passed a spending bill at about 5:30 a.m. in Washington. The Senate also okayed it after midnight when government funding ran out. It provides 6 weeks of new spending and includes a two-year deal to increase military funding and spending on domestic programs. Next up, the debate over DACA. President Trump has offered a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids in exchange for immigration reforms and border wall funding. And this could add to the debate.
The Trump administration is considering making it more difficult for foreigners living in the U.S. to get permanent residency here. In a move that could sharply restrict legal immigration, the Department of Homeland Security has drafted proposed new rules that would allow immigration officers to scrutinize a potential immigrant's use of certain taxpayer-funded public benefits. Those draft rules are a very sharp departure from the current guidelines, which specifically bar authorities from considering such non-cash benefits in deciding a person's eligibility to immigrate to this country or remain here. At the White House, Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Remember Omarosa of Apprentice fame, who went on to work for President Trump? Well, she's back on reality TV.
In a sneak peek for an episode of Celebrity Big Brother, former White House aide and reality star Omarosa Manigault-Newman tearfully opened up about working in the Trump administration to E! News correspondent Ross Matthews, saying she was haunted by the president's tweets.
Like, I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next?
When asked if the country should be worried and if it would be okay, she replied,
"No, it's going to not be okay."
One tweeting, "I've gained a small amount of respect for Omarosa for her honesty." Critics slammed her. One tweeting, "She'll be speaking in sound bites the whole time she's there. I don't trust her." Omarosa left her post as White House Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison in December.
That's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Mark Zinni for Channel 3 Eyewitness News. 11 more deaths have been linked to the flu in the past week, bringing the total number in the state now to 63. ER visits have increased more than 14%. Doctors say it's not too late to get that flu shot, but getting one doesn't guarantee you won't get sick. MassMutual Life Insurance is expanding in Springfield, but that means the office in Enfield will close. The company plans to spend nearly $300 million and increase its workforce in that state by approximately 70%. We're told most of the Enfield employees will move to the Springfield office. Analysts say skittish